Joan London with us this morning. Joan, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm terrific, thank you.
Good. So nice to hear from you. You know, it's every once in a while you kind of, people that are Laura and mine age, people our age, are just sitting there going, where is she at and what is she doing?
She's now, a busy lady.
Yeah, now here's the thing. You've been in 26 countries, 5 presidents, 4 Olympics, and...
Written 6 or 7 books?
Yeah.
But who's counting? But go ahead.
Raising a family.
So what's
well, you know, I was married first and had kids while I was on Good Morning America, and those girls are now 25, 30, and 32. And then I got married again. I always say when I was 29, I got married, and I married a guy who was 39. Didn't work out. 3 great girls, but didn't work out, got divorced. 20 years later, when I was 49, I got married again, and again, I married a guy who was 39.
There
wow.
you go. You go, girl.
Well,
the second one worked out much better.
You and Laura have a lot in common. So what's your platform? And when you speak to women today, what are you talking about?
You know, my platform is I'm a health and wellness advocate and a women's advocate. I'm a doctor's kid who always thought I grew up to be a doctor, but then I worked in a hospital for a while, and I found out real quick that stitches and scalpels were not going to be a part of my life. But I went into broadcasting, and, you know, that's another form of helping people take better care of themselves and make better decisions about their lives. So it was very satisfying to me, and I've really kind of continued that after leaving Good Morning America and all the programs I do and in all the products that I now have. But when I go in and talk to women's groups, I really, my resounding theme is now that we have it all, how do we do it all?
Right.
Right.
Because that's where we've kind of gotten ourselves to. We've gone from a battle of the sexes to a negotiation of the sexes. And, you know, that women are struggling with it every day. They, you know, 52% of the workforce is now women. And this all started, you know, back in the 60s when I was, you know, in college and coming out and trying to enter the workforce, when Betty Friedan came out with a book, The Feminine Mystique, and said, okay, all the women in America are unhappy. Let's change life. And we did, and here we are, you know, we're coming up on now 50 years later, really, and are we really happier? And they do these studies every year, and they find that women's happiness level has dropped every year since then. And it's because they're struggling, trying to figure out how to, you know, hold down that job, raise their kids, take care of the house, and do the groceries, and everything at the same time. So that's, you know, and a lot of women, and a lot of the younger women in the audience don't even remember. They're just, it's in the back of their minds, but they don't really have a sensibility of how different things were, you know, in the 60s. You know, back then, in 1980, when I took over Good Morning America, you know, with David Hartman, they weren't allowed to call me a co-host.
Right.
I didn't get any of the stories, any of the big stars or the big politicians.
Yeah, so like blah, 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 here's Joan.
I got the quote-unquote woman stories, mm-hmm. You know, education, taking care of your kids, parenting, cooking. But you know what? It's a funny thing how life works. Those were actually the stories that a lot of people cared about what was the latest, you know, inoculation that your kids should have or that you should have. And that's what people were talking about, you know, when they around the pickup line at school or the
sure.
water cooler at work. They weren't talking about, you know, who the movie star was that's going to have a movie that'll be out of the theaters in 3 weeks. So in a funny way, being relegated to those stories, I think helped endear me to the viewing public, and it probably had a lot to do with my longevity. I mean, who would have thought that I was there for 20 years. And I think it had a lot to do with, ironically, where they, in their minds, they were sticking me so I didn't get in David's way.
Yeah. In those 20 years, you've seen a lot change in the world of journalism.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the changes that you've seen over the years?
You know, seriously, when I was at GMA, if we were doing a debate, you know, between Jerry Garcia and Tipper Gore on whether or not you should have labeling on records
uh-huh.
about bad language. I mean, two divergent opinions.
Okay, Joan, right? Joan, just to clarify, we're talking about Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we would have those two against each other mm-hmm. talking about, and obviously he defended the rights to say whatever they sing, whatever they wanted, and she as a parent, was trying to get labeling on records. I mean, two divergent positions. And our goal was to get to the end of that interview and for you, the viewer, not to know which side of that issue we stood.
Mm-hmm.
Because that wasn't our job, to get an opinion. It was to elicit opinions and let you make your own opinion.
Be objective, yes.
That was our job. Now, you'd still get boxes of mail saying, I know that you are on this side of the issue, because people see things through their own eyes. But now, you're really encouraged to give your opinion and be as provocative as you can possibly be.
Oh, well, let me tell you something, Joan. There's absolutely no disagreement politically between Laura and I.
Whatever. We're like night
kidding.
And day in here.
Okay.
Just kidding.
But that's good since you work together there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, it used to be people reported the facts. And
right.
And let reporters reported the facts and let the public decide for themselves. And now they kind of tell you how to think.
But we also went from when I started at WABC-TV in New York, which is like 1974, I guess, there was only film. You know, you'd go out, you'd shoot a story, you'd find the people who were involved, you'd interview them, you'd come back, you'd reflect. It was reflective reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when video came along, and then when, you know, when live came along, you'd get out of the truck at a scene, and they'd say, you know, you're on. And you hadn't even talked to anyone yet. So we went from reflective reporting to instantaneous reporting. You know, what's the good side of that? You know, these days with, you know, people actually being able to shoot anything on their phone, you kind of have that sense that nobody can get away with anything anywhere in any corner of the world and not have other people know about it. And that's good, you know, that people can't be oppressive without the rest of the world knowing. But, you know, there's really the flip side of that coin as to what that's done to us. And I think we're at the point now where the instantaneous reporting and predicting actually has an impact on the outcome of news stories, or certainly on political outcomes.
Definitely. Well, I love your platform. Now, you're getting ready to come to Lubbock and speak to the Women's Club?
Yes, I am.
And I'm just curious. You are so busy, and you never age. You just exactly like you used to.
Every morning with you.
Well, great. And that's because you take such very good care of yourself. And I love your platform that you're encouraging women to get out there and take care of themselves, take care of their children, raise their children to think healthy, eat healthy, exercise. It's all so very important, and I really appreciate what you're doing out there with your platform.
Yeah, well, that's that doctor's kid in me. I'm always out there, and I feel compelled to remind them that it's important to put themselves back on that to-do list. And how we invest in our health and our lives today is going to affect our quality of life 20, 30 years from now, and certainly it's going to affect our longevity. And a lot of women just don't understand that, you know, the amount of sleep you get, the amount of stress you have in your life, and the attention that you give to your own health greatly impacts your longevity.
Yeah. Hey, Joan, thanks for being with us this morning. We're just about out of time.
It's been a pleasure.
Look so forward to seeing you on the 17th of October at Lubbock Women's Club. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your time.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.